So we continue in Nefesh HaChaim, in the section of Prakim, in the middle of Perek Dalet. Omnam im tizkeh leavchin be'enesechel al pi haTorah, tavin ve'timtza sheze kol inyano leharot le'haadam telafav ve'simanei tahara shedarko bakodesh, ve'raglav yordot mavet rachamana litzlan. The Nefesh HaChaim is warning us. He says that we should be careful, and if we observe carefully with the eyeglasses of the Torah, we will understand and we will find that that is the way of the Yetzer Hara. The way of the Yetzer Hara is to show his Simanei Tahara. The biggest faker in the world is the Yetzer Hara. And he likes to sometimes disguise himself in a way of Kodesh, in a holy way. And that is a trap many times. That is a trap. So let's see, he's going to be very specific now and he's going to explain. Let's be mitbonen into the ways, specifically on this topic, of the Yetzer Hara, and we should become wiser. The Yetzer Hara is very tricky to cause harm in a way that looks good. Hayom yomar lecha. One day the Yetzer Hara comes and he tells us, shekol Torah u'mitzvah shebelo dvekut enena klum. Shekol Torah u'mitzvah shebelo dvekut enena klum. The Yetzer Hara will come and tell us that any Torah or mitzvah that we do without dvekut is not worth anything. That's what the Yetzer Hara says. V'tzarich ata lehachin lev u'leakbia uf machshavtecha kodem asiyat kol mitzvah u'tfila. The Yetzer Hara comes and he says, you know, when you do a mitzvah, oh, you have to prepare for a very long time. You need your mind to soar into the heavens. Lemachshavat tehora shebatehorot. You have to have the pure of purest of pure thoughts. וכמוכן תהיה מחשבתך תרודה בהכנת המצווה טרם עשותה. No, וכל כך, not כמוכן, I'm sorry. וכל כך תהיה מחשבתך תרודה בהכנת המצווה טרם עשותה. And he will get you to be so busy with preparations for the mitzvah before you do it. עד שיעבור, אני חושב, דף קוף עין. עד שיעבור זמן המצווה או התפילה. Until the time, the halachic specified time for that particular mitzvah or tefillah will pass. V'yareh lecha panim shekol tefillah o mitzvah shenaaset bekavana atzuma bekdusha ubetaora af shelo bizmana harei yekara mikiyum mitzvah bizmana veshelo bekavana. The Yetzer Hara comes and he's stroking his white beard and he's telling you, listen, any tefillah or mitzvah that you do with kavanot atzumot, with kedusha and tahara, even if you pass the time of the mitzvah, that's okay. It's better than doing the mitzvah in its time without kavana. This sounds foreign to us. Who thinks like this today? It sounds very foreign. Who's he talking to? But he was talking. He was talking to people who did think like that, who did make the mistake to think like that. Baruch Hashem, over the years, as we already explained, I won't get into it again, you know, there was a balance that was created by both sides that brought about a correct understanding of the halakha. But there was a time, and even today could be very possible, even today, that a person will think, you know, what is it worth? What is it worth to do a mitzvah without kavanah? So I need to prepare myself for hours upon hours. So what? If it comes out that I said Kriyat Shema after 5 hours of the day, when the halakha tells me that I only have until 3 hours of the day, but still I'm preparing Yichuda Ila'av, Yichuda Tata'ah, I'm preparing myself with all, page Kuf'ayim, with all the kavanot in the world, so it's worth it. That's a very grave and serious error. You know why? Because it will lead downwards. כשירגילך יצריך שיוקבע בלבך שלא לחוש כל כך לשינוי קביעות זמן של איזו מצווה או תפילה, when the יצר הרע trains you, when he establishes in your mind that you don't have to worry about the halachic times of a mitzvah or a tefillah, mechamat kviut machshavtecha leitaher velefanot halev techila, if it's because you are busy clearing your mind for the mitzvah, so if that's how you're going to think, behemshech hazman yadrichecha leat leat bechalak sefatav mimadriga lemadriga, is going to convince you from one thing to another, ולא תרגיש כלל, and without paying attention, עד שממילא יהיה לך כהתר להעביר מועד התפילה או המצוות. It will become already something that is mutar. You know, חכמים tell us in the Gemara, a famous statement in the Gemara, מסכת קידושין, כל העובר עבירה ושנה בה, נעשית לו כהתר. When a person does something that is asur, and he does it again, it becomes like it's... in fact, the Gemara first says, Na'aset lo heter. So the Gemara says, Na'aset lo heter salkadatach? Lo, Na'aset lo ke heter. Meaning, he begins to think like it's mutar. It's a very natural thing that the first time a person does something bad, he feels very guilty. You know, he does it with trepidation. Let's say, Chas v'shalom lo alenu, we should never see Chilut Shabbat. Let's say a person is Mechalel Shabbat. The first time, it's very hard for the person to be Mechalel Shabbat. He feels very guilty. The second time, he still feels guilty, you know, but a little bit less. In due time, it already became, I do it all the time. It's already, it could even reach, well, it could reach that level, but it gets to a point where the feelings they become numb, and this is what I do. So says the Nefesh HaChaim HaChidush that even when it comes to these inyanim as well, after a while, it could even come from something that looks like Kedusha. It's because of Machshavot and Kavanot and Hachanot and everything that he lost the time, that he misses the time of the mitzvah. So at first he's saying to himself, oh wow, I can't believe I lost the time. After a while it becomes already... No, the main part is this. So if I lose the time, who cares? It's not a big deal. Yelo keheter le'avir moed ha'tfila, af gam shetefane libcha levatala bidvarim betelim. It'll start to be such a nature to lose the time of tefillah and mitzvot, even when you are not preparing yourself with kavanot and with kedushot and with yichudim and with all kinds of stuff like that. Even just dvarim betelim. It'll come to a point where one day, he will take his time with the coffee and he'll have brunch and then he'll go to pray shachrit. Why? That's what I do. I do that all the time. Yeah, but how did it start? It started l'shem shamayim, quote unquote. But this type of l'shem shamayim is only on the facade. This is not l'shem shamayim. This is what he's trying to tell us, that such a holy thing, and I know that it's still a chidush in our minds, that such a holy thought can yet be coming from the side of the sitra achra. V'yadichacha mikol, and he'll push us from everything. V'lo yishael lecha lo ma'aseh mitzvah v'zmana v'lo machshava tova. At the end, the person will be kereach mikan u'kereach mikan. He's going to lose. He won't do the mitzvot, and he won't have the kavanot. V'gam, even further, harehu harisat kol ha'torah b'chlala rachamana litzlan. This can totally dismantle the entire structure of Torah. אם חס ושלום נובל או להטות אוזן לחלק שפתיו בדרכו זה, if we allow ourselves to listen to such things. הגע בעצמך. He says, think about it. כגון אם יטריד אדם עצמו לילה הראשונה של פסח, let's say the first night of Pesach, ליל הסדר, בכוונת אכילת כזית מצה. He's about to eat מצה, it's 10 o'clock, okay, very good. But he learned all the כוונות of the Ari HaKadosh, of the Rashash, and more, and everything else. And, you know, if you ever take a look at these kavanot, these holy, holy thoughts that a person has to have, it's pages upon pages. It's without end. It's tremendous, right? So here he is, he's going to sit, and he's going to prepare himself, and, you know, he wants to be holy. He's going to prepare himself with all the holiness towards the mitzvah of eating the matzah, שתהה האכילה בקדושה וטהרה ודבקות. He's going to go to the bathroom to check himself like 10 times to make sure that his body is totally, totally clean. Okay? And back and forth. Dvekut. V'yamshicha achana kol alayla. It sounds comical, but this is, he's saying this. V'yamshicha achana kol alayla. And this could take up a whole night. Ad sheyumshach zman ha'achila ad le'achar she'ala ha'shachar. To the point where he's finally going to take out that matzah to eat the matzah after Amud HaShachar. Or le'achar netzach hama, or after sunrise. So now let's think for ourselves about what happened over here, he says. Hare kol ta'arat machshavto, pigul hu lo yeratze. Says all that work that he worked hard on purifying his machshavot is not desirable by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's a whole different Torah. That's a whole, you're making up a whole different religion in that way. Now, on the other hand, his friend, who's not so into kavanot, let's say, he ate the kazait of matzah with kavanah, maybe even added l'shem yichud, yafeh me'od. Af belo k'tusha v'tahara yetera. I want to remind everyone that we're learning a sefer that was written by a kadosh v'tahor, okay? The Rabbi Chaim Volojin, zechuto tagen alenu, was a kadosh v'tahor. So he's saying that, on the other hand, you have a person who ate the kazait matzah not with kedusha v'tahara yetera, not with any extra kind of holiness or purity. Exactly. Hare kiyem mitzvat aseh haketuvah b'Torah. But he did the mitzvah that is written in the Torah. V'tavo alav bracha. And on him, the bracha of the mitzvah is going to come. What do you mean? But the other person, look, the whole night he was bekavanot. Yeah, but he didn't do the mitzvah. Well, kavanot, I want you to eat the matzah. And you have a specific time to eat the matzah. You have to eat it by chatzot. Exactly. That's the word. V'yadichacham yikor, he railroaded him. V'kahena rabot, he says. Many examples like this. Asher im lo nechaven libenu, lachush la'asot kol ha-mitzvot b'mo'adam u'bizmanam. If we're not careful to know the halachot and to do the mitzvot in the right time, v'chi may nafkuta ben zeh le'mi she'ha tokea shofar b'kavana atzuma b'leil rishon shel pesach, b'mkom mitzvot achilat kazayit matzah. What's the difference between this person and a person who's going to blow the shofar with kavanot atzumot? When is he blowing the shofar? The night of Pesach, instead of eating the matzah. And when is he eating the kazayit matzah? Achilat kazait matzah b'Rosh Hashanah. Now, that's laughable, right? We laugh. Eating kazait matzah Rosh Hashanah, that's a joke. There's no mitzvah there. He says, if you pass the timeline for the mitzvah, there's no difference. You did it out of order. You did it out of the time. So it's pigul, exactly. Or let's say, mit'aneh be'erev yom ha-kippurim. Let's say he fasts on Erev Yom HaKippurim. U'b'yom HaKippurim notelu, he's getting funny, but u'b'yom HaKippurim notelu lav b'mkom mitzvat einui. Erev Yom HaKippurim he fasts, on Yom Kippurim he takes the lulav instead of
shoteh.
Einu omrim sheze shoteh, nachon? As oto davar, so the same thing, a person who misses the time, let's say sof zman kriyat shema, let's say, what is it today? I think it was like 9:35 or the Gra, right? 8:57, according to Magen Avraham. If a person passes that time, he reads Kacha. I never understand. Sometimes I go to the Kotel, right? You go to the Kotel, and you go, and it's, let's say, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. You already prayed Shachrit. You already did what you needed to do, right? You see people waltzing in, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, putting on tefillin, and starting Shachrit. See, if they're putting on tefillin, okay, tefillin a whole day. Let's say you didn't put on tefillin in the morning. You still have all day to put tefillin. That's fine. Okay. What are you saying, Kach Shema? What are you saying, Amida? 12 o'clock, Amida? What are you doing? Okay, so the truth is that you have Bidiavad, you have Til Chatzot to make up for Shachrit. Okay, so maybe he had his reason, but I'll tell you, you'll see all kinds of people many times where it seems to be a routine of theirs. It becomes a habit. It seems to be something that is done every day. And you look at them and, what are you doing? There is a Shulchan Aruch. There are rules. Every mitzvah has halachot. If you don't keep the halachot of the mitzvah, that's your religion. That's not Hashem's Torah. That's something else. די עמוק. So, well, the truth is that the Rabbi Chaim Volozhin here is calling them out. You know, it used to be very rampant. I know today also, but most already are more careful with that. And you have to be careful with the halachot of the mitzvot. The Afgam Zot, he adds even more. He says the danger is even bigger because Afgam Zot im lo yachshilcha be'avarat hazman. Even if, let's say, the Yetzer Hara will not succeed in getting you to pass the time, you know, of the mitzvot. Yate libcha lefanota uletahara. עד שיביאך שלא יהיה לך פנאי לדקדק שתהיה עשיית המצווה באופניה כדין בכל פרטיה. What could also happen is, let's say the time table you stick to. Okay, fine. But what could happen is, if you're too focused on all the הכנות to the mitzvah, on all the לפנות ולטהר את הלב, on working on the heart that it should be pure, which again, that's important, but again, if we don't lose sight of the mitzvah, is not supposed to be the korban, all right? If we don't lose the mitzvah because of it, but very many times it's possible that a person, because he's so busy with all the trimmings, with all the side dishes of the mitzvah, that the mitzvah itself, he doesn't care to do it with all the details of halacha. He's not careful with the act itself. He's putting emphasis more on the thoughts of the mitzvah. But on the act itself, it's like a person, for example, who's wearing tefillin, which is pasul. He never checked the tefillin. But he's putting it on, and he's, you know, with all the kavanot, and he prepares for like a half hour before he puts it on. But did you check your tefillin? Oh, well, what are you, that's small things, huh? Me, I am thinking about much more exalted things. That's laughable also, right? Because you're not wearing tefillin, you're wearing something else. That's not tefillin. Tefillin has specifications, what tefillin is. Imagine a person puts on tefillin and you find that the parashiyot are not kadesh v'ayak v'yecha. So, ashreish v'betecha and some other hallelujahs he puts inside. That's wearing tefillin?
All the input that he put into it.
With all the investment that he put in, where we shkia kol kach harbe, do it right. Exactly. But what happens many times is that all the idealism is wasted on the lechatchila, on everything that is mitzvah min hamuvchar, but the mitzvah itself, he didn't care to do it carefully. Exactly. His own Shulchan Aruch. That's what he's saying here. ולהיזהר מלעבור על דינים מפורשים בתלמוד ורבנו הגדולים, רבותינו הגדולים, זכרונם לברכה. And not to transgress the words of the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch. ואל יבטיחך, יצרך, don't be so sure, he says, שלא יוכל להיות שמרוב עסק תרת המחשבה יוגרם ביטול פרטי המעשה. How could it be that because of purity of thought, such a thing can happen? כי תדע, he says, you should know, שכל זמן שלבך יהיה משוך לדעתו למור, שכל עיקר תורת האדם הוא, שכל מצווה או לימוד שאינה נקייה מכל סיג ופסולת, כסולת נקייה, הרי היא בבל יראה ובל ימצא, הרי הוא משחתך בזה ומעבר עיניך. As long as a person is going to think that any mitzvah or any learning that is not pure 100% is not learning, if that's what you're going to think, then you should know that the Yetzer Hara has you in his hands right now. He bribed you and he blinded you. שלא תוכל להשגיח על כל פרטי המעשים והלכות ודינים. You won't care to be meticulous in each and every detail of the halakha. שתעבור עליהם חס ושלום ולא תרגיש בהם כלל. You're going to transgress the mitzvot, the halakhot. Which means what Rabbi Chaim Alav Shalom is trying to do over here is to give us the proper perspective. Of course, כוונת המחשבה וטהרת הלב, these are important things. I mean, the Gemara also talks about this, obviously, no doubt about it. But we have to know what comes first. What comes first is make sure you do the mitzvah kahalacha. Learn the halachot well. Make sure the halachot are kept well. Now, you want to add? Of course, okay, adrabah. But it should not be at the expense of the mitzvah itself. And he continues on into Perek He, Ve'yine galuyum vo'ar shezot ha'derech eshi, ad avadon tochel chas v'shalom, ve'horeset kama yesodot ha'torah ha'kdosha u'derazal, u'kvar hizkarnu le'el sof shar alef, שהעיקר בכל המצוות הוא חלק המעשה. תארת המחשבה אינה אלא מצטרפת למעשה, ולמצווה, ולא לעיקובה. This is the key line that is, everything else is revolving around. Remember what I told you at the end of Shaar Aleph, he says, that the main thing in all the mitzvot is the act of the mitzvah. The purity of the thought is מצטרף למעשה, is to accompany the act of the mitzvah. That's only to make the mitzvah more aggrandized, to make it embellished, to make it better, but it's not li'ikuva. Not li'ikuva means it's not the factor that the mitzvah depends on, which means if, let's say, a person did the mitzvah and he did not have all these kavanot, he is yotze. But if, let's say, he had all those kavanot but he didn't do the mitzvah, he is not yotze. וכן מבואר לכל משכיל ישר הולך. To anyone with a straight mind, this is clear, he says. שהרי קיים עלן ונזבחים בית עמוד בית בעניין הקרבת הקורבנות, דסתמן כלשמן דמה. We have, for example, a Gemara in Zvachim that says that when you bring the korbanot, although there are six kavanot that a person who brings the korban has to have, and they are enumerated in the Mishnah, one of them לשם Hashem, one of them לשם הקורבן, לשם הזבח, לשם this, the six kavanot. But if, let's say, a person did not have any kavanot in his mind, he just brought the korban. Staman kelishman dame. Staman means there is a presumption that a Jew, when he brings the korban, he has in mind the proper thoughts, that it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's for chatat, that it's not, if he's bringing chatat, it's not for olah. So even if he did not openly, you know, articulate in his mind those kavanot, but we say stama lishma ka'avid. Min hastam, we presume that he did it lishma. V'chen amru lehedya nazir kav gimel. Another gemara in Masechet Nazir, be'ochelet ha'pesach l'shem achila gasa. Let's say a person eats the korban pesach, you know, because he wants to eat extra food. He really is not hungry. And it's l'shem achila gasa. He didn't have in mind it's l'shem mitzvah. Nehi de la kaved mitzvah min hamuvchar, pesach mi hu ka'avid. Even though he's not doing the mitzvah in its best way, but korban pesach is being fulfilled. And on the hand, im yachshov ha'adam be'et chiyuv ha'kravat ha'pesach ve'et chiyuv ha'chilato, if a person during the eating of the pesach, he's going to think kavanot noraot shel inyan ha'pesach v'machshava gevura shebagvorot u'torah shebateorot v'chadal me'asot ha'pesach. He's going to be so engrossed in all the high thoughts of Korban Pesach, but he's going to forget to eat it. V'nichrita nefesh shahi. The punishment for a person who doesn't bring Pesach, we all know, is karet. V'chen hu b'chol ha'mitzvot. Obviously, this definitely leads into a halachic sugya, which is well known. It's in Shulchan Aruch Siman Samech, mitzvot tzrichot kavana or en tzrichot kavana. Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin is not here telling us that you don't have to have in mind anything. The basic kavana of, I am about to fulfill a mitzvah mideoraita, let's say tomorrow morning we're putting on tzitzit, right? Or we're putting on tefillin. What is the basic kavana that a Jew must have before he puts on the tefillin? I'm about to fulfill a mitzvah mideoraita of putting on tefillin. That basic kavana. There are more kavanot. You look in the Shem Yichud, look in Shulchan Aruch, he tells you other things to think about. And a person has to work on that and to do that. But what is the most vital thought, meaning without which the Kiyuma Mitzvah is questionable? That's that kavana. To have in mind to do, I'm about to do a mitzvah midoraita. So that in itself is a machloket, mitzvot tzichot kavana or en tzichot kavana. There is an opinion of many Rishonim that mitzvot en tzichot kavana. Even if you just did a mitzvah without any kavana whatsoever, you are yotze. We're not posek like that. Maran HaShulchan Aruch is mashma that he's posek that mitzvot tzrichot kavana, that we have to have the kavana. But what kavana is he talking about? The basic one. The basic one. The rest is extra, is toppings on the ice cream. Ve'lo zu bilvad shebemitzvot. Now here he's going to go into a bigger chidush. And he's going to take this, not only mitzvot ma'asiyot, he's going to take it into tefillah. He's going to say, even tefillah, which is avodah shebalev. Tefillah is called service of the heart. So maybe over here you're going to say, when it comes to tefillah, the emphasis should be on the kavanot, not on saying the words. Even when it comes to tefillah, the emphasis first should be on saying the words correctly, even before kavanah. Let's see what he says. We'll read this paragraph and we'll... Lo zu bilvad shebemitzvot ma'asiyot ha'ikar bahem uchelek ha'ma'asi. Not just in mitzvot ma'asiyot, in mitzvot of acts, such as tefillin, lulav, matzah, ela shegam bemitzvot ha'tefillah shenikret avodah shebalev. Even in tefillah, which is called avodah shebalev, velamduhu beresh perekama detanit mikatuv ulovdo b'chol levavchem. And we learned that from the pasuk, ulovdo b'chol levavchem, to serve Hashem with all our heart, ezohi avodah shebalev, zohi tefillah. Yes, agreed. Im kol ze, with that being said, ha'ikar, the first basic element of tefillah, without which one is not yotze, shetzarich ha'adam lechatech bisfatav dafka, kol teva mimatbeya tefillah. A person has to make sure to be meticulous to articulate each and every word of the tefillah. Kemo shamu chazal, like the Gemara in Brachot Lamed Aleph, Beresh Perek En Omdim, in the beginning of the fifth Perek, Mikra'e de Chana, from the Psukim of Chana, Dichtiv Ba, it says about her, Rak sefateha na'ot, that her mouth, her lips were moving, Mikana mitpale tzarich sheach, toch bisfatav. From here we learn that the one who prays cannot look at the Sidur and scan it. I knew someone a very long time ago that Beshita he held, that's what you could do. He was taught in a certain place. I don't want to mention the name of this place. It's a well-known place that we should not learn or go to. But he was taught there that you look at the sidu and you just scan it. You don't say the words, you just look at them. Because the main thing is the, you know, kavanot and all that. Okay? No, we learn from Chana, the mother of Shmuel HaNavi, Rak sefateh ana'ot, mikan shetzarich lechatech bisfatav. A person has to say the words. V'chen ita b'shocher tov in Shmuel Bet. Yachol yehem me'arheu balev, Talmud lomar rak sefateh ana'ot, haketzat, marchish bisfatav. We learn from Chana, it's not enough to just think the words. Ubaruhu, and it is clear, delav le'inyan lechatchila ulemitzva be'alma hu de'agmeruhu. We're not talking here about lechatchila, you need to say the words, but bidiavad, it's okay if you didn't. No, elagam leikuva diavad. Even bidiavad, if a person did not say the words, is not yotze. Shehim im hirher tevot atfila balev levad, lo yatsa yedechovat tfila klal. Vim adain lo avar azman, tzarich litpalel pa'am acheret, bechituch sfataim kol teva. Let's say a person prayed shachrit at 8 o'clock. But how did he pray? Just by looking at the words. Hear who? 9 o'clock, when he's told or when he realizes that what he did was wrong, it's still before Sov Zman Tefillah. You have to pray again. What do you mean praying? I prayed already. I said, no, you didn't say. You didn't articulate. You're not Yotze, you have to say it again. Vim avra zmana. Let's say the time of Tefillah already passed. Now what do you do? Tzach nitpalel shtayim, Tefillah shel achrei. You have to do Tashlumin. What do you mean by spent an hour and a half? Shachrit. What do you mean Tashlumin? Ken Tashlumin, you spent an hour and a half of your shachrit. That's not shachrit. That's the idea. You have to say it with your words. You cannot just... What? Shachrit, I said. I'm sorry. Tashlumin. Tashlumin is when a person forgot shachrit. You do mincha twice. You forgot mincha, you do avi twice. Tashlumin, how would you say in English tashlumin? To make up. Compensation. Right? So, if let's say... You pray shachrit, you know, just in your mind. Every word, in your mind. And the time of the tefillah passed, it's like you didn't pray, you have to do mincha twice. He's trying to show us that he means business here, that we're talking about actual halakha here. Kedin mishelo itpalel kolikal, as if he didn't pray at all. Kemo sheheir al zeh amagen Avraham besiman. This is a magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch, siman kaf alef, sif katan bet, birayot nechonot. The Magen Avraham proves this halakha, that if a person prayed behirhur, it's considered like he didn't pray, he's lo yatsa, and he has to do tashlumin. Shehema kedai leachriya betzedek. He says those proofs that the Magen Avraham brings there are the most valid ones. The behirhur atfila levad lo yatsa yedechova. It's not enough just to be meharher the tfila. And now, we're going to stop here, but he goes into the words of the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal. How does this fit in
with the words of the Zohar as well. So we'll see that Be'ezat Hashem next time.